Day at the Creek at Mole Creek Pub is on again on Saturday the 6th of March and Sunday the 7th of March. It's become a great event on the calendar and the live music calendar in Tasmania. Unfortunately, of course, last year with the pandemic didn't go ahead, but this year it's definitely going ahead. Over 2 days as opposed to one. I guess that's to make it easier for crowd management. The proprietor of the Mole Creek Hotel is Doug Westbrook. Good afternoon, Doug.
G'day, Martin. One quick thing.
Yeah.
It did go ahead last year.
Oh, beg your pardon. I missed it then for some reason.
Yeah, we got it on the last Saturday in February.
That's right.
Awesome.
I remember now because I went to the Gold Coast to see Queen. I was so disappointed it clashed with Day of the Creek.
That's right. Yeah.
But the event's become well known for its tribute bands over the years, and last year's lineup was fantastic, which is why I'm so disappointed I missed it. But again, you've got a few tribute bands this year too.
Yeah, we have, and we thought we'd put in a couple of real live acts, you know, like the Wolf Brothers, who are number one country band in Australia, you know, this year and last year. And James Blundell is a real legend in Australian country music.
Yeah, but also you have got some tribute bands. You've got Blues Brothers Revival. You've got a Jimmy Barnes Cold Chisel tribute group.
Yeah.
Called K-San. And you've got a tribute to Alan Jackson. Now, I had to actually Google this bloke, but he's very big in country music, apparently.
He's at one of our local barmen here. He works for us. A young fella, Tristan, and absolutely magic. He looks like a young Alan Jackson.
All right, okay, right. And he'll be doing an Alan Jackson tribute. And I noticed you've got Adam Page coming back again this year. Again, some really good local Tasmanian talent in here. But he did an Elvis tribute a couple of years ago that was just awesome.
Was it? Yeah, it was awesome. He's actually going to be, he's at the big time now. He's going to be our MC also.
Right, okay.
2 days. And we've got, of course, Dave Hawkins, which is another all-time. He's been with us right from day one. He's fantastic.
And you've actually got a bit happening on the Friday night as well. Have you done this before, or is this the first time for this?
Yeah, no, we always do it on Friday night, just to warm up. Oh, we have the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a band up from Hobart who helped us get off the ground right from in 2008 or 2009. The firm, and they've been around since about 1964.
Wow.
And they do Friday nights now, and it's fantastic. It's just it's a free night, and they just come in and have a wonderful time.
And now the reason you've actually made it a 2 day event this year, I'm correct in saying, it's just to make it easier for crowd management and COVID restrictions and things like that.
Yes, it is, and also with the demand, people, you know, have been cooped up for so long that they, you know, we thought, well, why not have a 2 day, because we want to raise money for the Cancer Council. We get approached from Lynn Jones from Burnie, and she asked us if we'd put it on. So we said, yeah, why not? So we're doing on the Saturday, we're raising funds for the Cancer Council of Tasmania. And on the Sunday, it's for Rotary Tasmania Boots on the Ground appeal for mental health issues for, you know, for farmers and rural people. So that's what we're going to do on Sunday.
Yeah, familiar with Boots on the Ground. They've got a program called Are You Bogged, Mate? Which I reckon is an amazing, wonderful title for something like that. And I think we can all relate to that. We get bogged in so many different ways in our life. It's great, yeah. And with everything these days has to be booked online because of contact tracing and stuff like that. But that's not an issue for you because you've always done that, haven't you?
Yes, we've always been online.
I mean, you've had no gate sales. It's always been online.
Oh, we've had gate sales, and, you know, and people can buy tickets at the hotel, and they register there. So we've kept a running register, yeah.
Okay, and it's only a couple of weeks away, Doug, so how have the sales been going?
Oh, they're going fantastic. We've still got tickets available, but I'd advise people to get them pretty quick. We are limited in numbers to about 2,000. We've had the chaps come out, and we've applied for the licence, and everything looks really good.
Okay. So, all right.
Because we're lucky because we've got big grounds and people can spread out, and we're just fortunate to be in Tasmania as well.
And you've got two different shows. The only James Blundell will be performing on both days.
Yes, and we have a young lady called Misty Henderson in company, and she's coming out from Melbourne, and she is fantastic. And she's doing a tribute that, for the life of me, I think I can remember. It's not Susie Quantrow, it's one of the other singers.
Right.
She is absolutely, Misty Henderson, you want to Google her, she is, really outstanding.
So. I'm going to do that in a minute. So I'm assuming she'll be tributing a female artist.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, look, it sounds like it's going to be another fantastic event.
It's going to be wonderful, Martin.
Yeah, people need to book, as you say. It's got its own dedicated website, which is adayatthecreek.com.au. Good luck with it all, Doug. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you, Martin.
You're welcome. Doug Westbrook from the Mole Creek Hotel. And if you haven't been to A Day at the Creek before, it really is a fantastic day. And the good thing about this one is you can choose which day you want to go, or maybe you can go to both if you get in early enough. But you've got to get in early. Get your tickets online, dayatthecreek.com.au.